This is Thin Martian at Geek and Roller in London. With me right now is Benjamin Joff. Benjamin, could you tell me what advice you would give to any sort of European startups who are thinking about making a move or entering into the Asian markets?
So I'd say when you look at the Asian markets, what's really different from Europe or US is that generally local players are totally different from what you find in Western markets. So if you want to enter those markets, you have to understand who are your new competitors there. What are they doing? They might be, like in China, for instance, if you Facebook, well, there's half a dozen Facebooks in China already. So you want to understand who are the local players, how is the ecosystem working. You want to make sure that your business model can deliver there. For instance, in China, the GDP per capita is very low. So if you have a business model that relies like on advertising, which is related to like GDP spending, and or if you have a model that relies on subscription models, it's generally very difficult. So you have to adapt business models. In Japan, it's actually easier to monetize on mobile. So if you have some mobile service, Japan is actually a very interesting market. And in some cases, maybe it might be whether too difficult or too costly to try to enter those markets. But sometimes it's actually easier to try to learn what you could use from those markets to do things better in your own market.
Okay, cool. And then on top of that, what sort of paths do you think are available into those markets? What sort of paths are available for sort of startups to sort of get into those markets?
So what's available to get to those markets? So it's generally the local companies are not very good at doing international like partnerships, but some of them sometimes get really motivated. For instance, Evernote woke up one day and they had a good chunk of their traffic coming from Japan. And they got calls from Japanese companies who were interested to put their service into computers as a default install. So that was like basically money from the sky for Evernote. Then they got also contacts with mobile operators because in Japan, contrary to Western markets where mobile operators try to reduce the load on the networks and give you like shitty data packages, in Japan they try to have you use as many services as possible on the mobile. So they try to find anything that would drive data usage. So they signed a very good deal with one of the top mobile operators there to basically embed Evernote into every single mobile phone to just drive traffic because operators make money on traffic.
And finally, any sort of challenges that an entrepreneur should look out for or even avoid going over?
Because the local, I'd say local business behavior, local market ecosystem, local ecosystems are very different, I think entrepreneurs should really take the time to understand how people think and how business works. Because it's not just a matter of putting your product out there. It's a matter of understanding the channels to distribute, the ways to monetize, who's the competition, and how do people work. And if you want to hire people there, you have to understand how to manage them. So I'd say, if you haven't spent time there, you really need to find somebody who really knows his shit there and who you can trust, which generally takes time.
Benjamin, thank you very much.
Thank you.